Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you missed the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list. Like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
What's up? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champion. Appreciate y'all checking out and listening to this clip on Inside the Green Room. Be sure to tune in to more Inside the Green Room on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Stay tuned.
Now, let's get into what we saw in, before we talk about one of the teams that you might have gotten wrong, let's stay with the Dallas Mavericks, because today, Danny, there were conflicting reports. One report that we saw that Anthony Davis was going to be potentially shopped. We saw other reports that Kyrie Irving could potentially return in December, that he's looking good, but he might be held back for other reasons. And then we saw another report with Mark Cuban basically saying that they're not looking to trade Anthony Davis, they're looking to win. What do you think is true? What do you think is false? And how do you think it all plays out?
Well, we did cover part of that Mark Cuban bit on NBA Today earlier today. And he's at the table, but he is not making any of those decisions. They made it very clear that he is not the guy calling the shots. He's just at the table right now. It's good that he's back in the room, but he's not really calling the shots. So for him to, I guess, be the forefront of that statement or what's happening, I don't think people should take it with a grain of salt. You know what I'm saying? So What's real, I don't know if we know what's real just yet. I think they know what has to happen. They're just dragging their feet before they make it happen, because they don't want it to happen too soon. I think they're giving AD a chance to see what he looks like with his calf and when he comes back. But ultimately, we all know this is inevitable. You know, with the fact that Nico Harrison is gone, he made this decision. The guys that brought him in are no longer there or care to keep him there. He's not staying healthy. He's not in great game shape right now because of his injuries in the offseason. We had to get surgery on his eye and his calf during the season. So it was like hard for him to stay in shape. And Kyrie's not there right now. Like, he's not going to be there for who knows how long. So if they're not together on the floor for a while, this is an experimental, let Cooper Flagg continue to play point guard type of season. Let's play him at every position. Let's figure
out. So now you're back to the mindset. But you and I talked about this, and I was adamant that they shouldn't. And I think you agreed with me too. Eventually, that they shouldn't have Cooper Flagg play point guard if they were intent on winning games.
Not this year. You made the trade to win in a short window. And if you're trying to win this year, and if you had everybody healthy, you have a good team. This is not an experimental team. Now, looking at it right now, they do not look good. This is an experimental Dallas Mavericks team because everybody's been out. You've been losing a lot of games. You're 4-12. Yeah, it doesn't look any brighter. We don't know when AD's coming back yet. Kyrie said soon, but not sure, but maybe held back for other reasons. Now it's looking like February. If you're at the bottom of the West in February, what is the purpose of trying to bring those guys back healthy? Like, you know, yeah. Wash and try to go another year with it. Do you trust that? Or do you just shop around and blow it up and you know, start over? Because that's like the direction that most people, the patience in today's world, in today's NBA, especially with coaches and front office, you need to make moves now.
Not with you having your 2026 lottery pick. You own your 2026 first round pick in what is being seen as a very good draft. And we also seeing, Danny, how much having youth and depth really matters across the board with all these injuries that are coming about.
Yeah.
It's necessary.
Remember you talked about Dylan Harper and De'Aaron Fox and Stephen Castle as too many guards? You need that many guards. You need that many because of injuries. You know there's going to be at least one or two injuries on one of those positions, every one of those positions, like whether it's a guard or wing. Like you need a plethora of multiple wings. You need multiple bigs. Wemby's out. You need Cornette. You need Olynyk. You need Bayamba. Like you need depth at those main positions because how long the season is and because how many injuries happen. So it seems like it's necessary now to have at least a solid 10 deep. It can't be like, oh, we just trust our 7-8. Nah, you get two injuries.
Not this NBA.
Two injuries. Now your rotation's down to 6. You can't win like
You're
that.
You cooked. Yeah. It's a new NBA, that is for sure. I want to get into the injury bug in just a moment. But while we're on the topic of one Anthony Davis, we might as well talk about where you would like to see him get traded. So I'll give you the floor. You don't necessarily have to put them in order. You could if you want.
Nah,
but
that's cool.
the five teams that you think would be the best fit for Anthony Davis.
Now, if they were fully healthy, I love where he's at in Dallas. The front court that he has alongside him would be great if he was healthy and if Kyrie was healthy. I would still want to see what it looks like. It still may not be great. When it's all put together, it might not be up to my expectations, but I would love to see it. And I think looking at it from a roster standpoint, just looking at the roster, it looks like it's a good, like a really good contending roster, you know? But with that being said, I picked 5 spots that I think if and when healthy, AD would be a great fit for those groups. And this is a healthy Anthony Davis that teams that could really use him. We spoke on the pod previously a couple weeks ago. I mentioned Boston. So we'll put Boston on there. That is a group when Jason said this year they're not having it this year. AD can kind of rehab, but get reps, rehab, get in shape, get a feel for the system, and come back next year with Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and him. That is a monster squad to have. If you could somehow try to keep Derek White, you have probably get rid of Pritchard.
You're not keeping probably Derek White in that scenario.
Maybe not. Probably got to get rid of Pritchard and some picks and, you know, maybe somebody else. I'm trying to think who else on that. You probably have to get rid of both of them, Pritchard or Hauser. Hauser makes a decent amount of check. And it's probably going to be two or three guys you have to package.
I understand that from a roster
standpoint, but from a cap standpoint, it's hard. They don't have enough pieces to make it happen.
I understand it from the sake of, you want to be able to put Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown back in a winning situation. I would say, though, my two hiccups with that scenario would be, number one, Anthony Davis isn't a floor stretching big. He's not even Al Horford.
He's not Al Horford, but he's capable. But he's a lob threat. Robin Williams, remember, we forget how effective Robin Williams
Time
was.
Lord.
He was blocking shots. AD needs to be the rim protector, blocker, lob threat, rebounder. And then at times, he's capable of shooting the three, though. Like, he just has to work on it. You know what I'm saying? And they're willing. You know what I'm saying? They don't mind that you're missing. He just has to be willing and able to shoot him. He'll probably make more. He stopped shooting. Yeah. He shot well when he played with us. It's not like he's not capable. Yeah, he has a touch.
Yeah, he did.
In New Orleans, he shot threes. He shot just well. It's a confidence thing. And that's the best place to build confidence from three. Because you know why? They take 60, 70 of them. And they don't care.
That's true.
They don't give a damn.
And then the other opposition I would have to that as well, if you are Brad Stevens and you're thinking about iteration number three, this is the third iteration of the Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown era. I would want to, especially with how much money they're getting paid, I would want to lean young talent. I would hope, absolutely. I would want to draft our next superstar. But I understand what you're doing.
100%. Now, granted, these are places I like for him. I'm not saying I like it for these places because these places, it's a risk. You don't know. I'm saying a healthy Anthony Davis moving forward, which we know that's a risk that more than likely
it's a tough happen. Risk to take.
And most people know he's going to get an injury at some point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying a healthy Anthony Davis scenario for these groups, he would help them tremendously. Second group, another team.
So you're saying that, I just want to clarify. So you're saying this from the standpoint, not that it necessarily might make the most sense for the team. This makes the most sense for Anthony Davis. Okay.
Anthony Davis and the team, if he's 100% healthy, but more so Anthony Davis.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Okay, I bet. Let's go.
It's a what-if. What-if scenario. What if he's healthy for the rest of his career and Dallas is just trying to start over?
I feel you. All right, team number two.
Indiana. They are in the stinker hole right now, and they lost their top starting center. They could use another good big, some stability alongside Pascal Siakam. They have a lot of pieces that are making money, and they have depth. They can move some pieces to get him. And with Tyrese Haliburton come back, I know AD, that pace is a little bit for his body is troublesome, but he can get up and down. But he is a rim protector, lob threat that I think can thrive. He gives him another look in the scoring box. Because, you know, Haliburton's more of a facilitator. He's not like a consistent 30-point scorer. Pascal is, but you need that other third guy. Their third guy was a combination of Mathurin, McConnell, Nembhard, you know, Obi Toppin, which is great balance. But if you just have one guy, you know, for sure is going to give you 25-30, a healthy AD can give you 25 and, you know, 12 rebounds.
I like that. I like, again, a second team that you mentioned where he doesn't have to rush back. Just like Boston, he doesn't have to rush back in Indiana. Take your time.
That's why they're in the top two for me. The third team has...
In that scenario, I would assume that they wouldn't pay Benedict Mathurin. They let Benedict Mathurin go to the market.
And get
that would kind of kind of help that facilitate that trade. Okay, all right. Team number three.
Because you said that, I'm gonna go with another team that I feel like we know is solid, but is not caring to win right now. But they look like they're capable of giving somebody hell in the playoffs. I'm gonna go with the Miami Heat. Like they just need another superstar there. I know Bam and him together is kind of strange.
Yeah,
the way that they're playing.
Well, Bam is shooting threes now.
He's shooting threes. They got Khalil Ware there. Like, he's a great back. Like, he can kind of teach Khalil Ware a backup. He'd be a backup. But them two in the front line, it's mucky. Nah. You tried to trade one of those guys.
Yeah, he's not. Mucky. He's well, if I'm Dallas and I'm trading Anthony Davis,
I'm getting
Khalil Ware back. I don't know. The way Miami plays, AD's not. AD can't.
Nah, he can't play in that pace. But I think they just need a superstar. Like, they need somebody that's available. I know they've been looking at Giannis. They just need another superstar there that can get them back to where they were since they lost Jimmy. This is more of a Miami aspect, selling tickets. Excuse me.
He definitely work off all that Dallas barbecue being in Miami. That's for sure. The way Pat
that's Riley another played. Way. So that's the other thing. The person that any organization get him in shape and get him right and get him healthy would be the Miami organization. Like they have their little weight scale, like their weight. You have to make weight. You know what I'm saying? They check your body fat. They do all that shit. But they have the conditioning test. So like, if they're gonna get somebody, if somebody's gonna get right, it'll be in that organization. You know, people talk about John Morant and Zion. Like, you need a San Antonio Spurs organization or a Miami Heat organization to get those guys kind of in line. That's what most people talk about. They're like, you need that type of coaching, that type of system, or that type of
organization structure.
Yes. Now, the other teams, I think, that are, they have good pieces and they can move them. Again, I'm going to say the last one, the best one for last. I'm going to go Cleveland, because I feel like, you know, we talk about Cleveland making a move. They need to get rid of one of the bigs, one of the guards. If they add him,
if the Cleveland had Anthony Davis tonight, a healthy Anthony Davis tonight, I don't think Steven Adams and Alperen Sengun get all them.
No, absolutely. So again, you have the big with him and Evan Mobley, and then you got DeAndre Hunter, you got Don, you got, you know, Max Strus, you got a bunch of other guards.
Garland's probably out in that scenario.
And the biggest reason is that they've been. And Jared Allen is my guy, but the biggest reason why they've been struggling in the playoffs is because they don't rebound in the playoffs, and they look at Jared Allen like they can't not unsee the bright lights quote. And, you know, the fact that in the playoffs, Mitchell Robinson looks like he's bullying him. AD ain't allowing that shit to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah. Yeah. Like, you can't get over the big brothers, because big brothers just bullying you and out-rebounding you. AD kind of takes care of that. You know, with him and Evan Mobley, Mitch Robinson, Cat, they ain't doing all that extra shit. You know what I'm saying? So, the Knicks is the team you got to match up with.
And possibly a Jalen Duren and Beef Stew in Detroit.
Yes.
I think that's your best one so far. I think it answers easily their biggest concern, which is, like, toughness on the inside. Yeah. And if you could do that while also – and if the thing you give away – if you give away Jared Allen and potentially Darius Garland and get – and maybe just get a more defensive point guard. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine if Lonzo was Lonzo.
Yeah. But again, if Lonzo was Lonzo, Chicago would be very different. Right, Chicago exactly. would be very okay. different.
Yeah. Again, I like that. Okay.
That's a good one.
That's my favorite one.
There's more.
Okay.
The Minnesota Timberwolves.
Now you're cooking.
Him and Juju have played before, right? Anthony Edwards needs another superstar. A healthy Anthony Davis. You ain't doubling Anthony Edwards like that no more. Julius Randle can now pick and pop and play where they. I think they played in New Orleans together, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was it might have been after. No, they might have traded for each other. But some of the '80s best years in New Orleans. But he's played with a big before. He's played with DeMarcus Cousins, so he knows how to play with another big. But Julius
and Nas Reed and him and Nas Reed.
If you can keep Nas Reed, that's the hard part.
But
you got to get rid of DiVincenzo. You probably got to get rid of Mike Conley and. Probably say young pieces.
Dallas ain't
Gobert. So you can get Gobert.
Gobert would end up somewhere else in that trade. But I like that. Because we were just talking about it, Danny, on the last episode. Rudy Gobert is so good, but he has terrible hands. And sometimes Anthony Edwards gets double teamed and he's like, I got to dump it off to Rudy. Or Julius Randle gets in the paint. I got to throw it up
Rudy's
to Rudy.
I
got to give it to Rudy. Or Rudy has a small on him, and you're like, yo, we got to throw it to you. You got a 6'1 point guard on you. You got to turn around, jump hook him to death, and Rudy misses the layup because he has bad hands. That would not happen anymore with eight. That's a good one. All right. That's a good
one. Minnesota Timberwolves.
Right,
so that's the last one. The top five teams, but I think Minnesota could really use – a healthy Anthony Davis. Like, they've been in the Western Conference Finals. They got some experience. I think this, because them, to me, every year, they're good, but there's something about them. They're just missing something. And it's like, they're good enough to sneak in, but they, I don't know. They just, to me, they didn't belong there last year. You have this guy, this puts you in the conversation for sure in contention. Like, there is no, oh, for sure, so-and-so is that much better than you. Like, Minnesota is on the outskirts for me outside of Denver, OKC for sure. But I feel like Lakers can get them this year with DeAndre Ayton. It'll be a different matchup. I feel like Golden State can get them if Steph was healthy. I feel like Houston can get them. I feel like San Antonio can get them. They are, like, for me, outside of them. You got AD, that conversation is very different.
I like that. I like that one a lot. Ooh, okay, yeah. All right, let's talk. So you kind of just gave me your tiers of the Western Conference. Obviously, the Thunder and the Nuggets are just on a different level. The Thunder, because of the collection of what they got going on, and yes, the Nuggets have a collection too, but damn, Jokic is so good. And then you have Lakers with LeBron. You have the Rockets. You mentioned San Antonio could potentially be there. You mentioned the Warriors, who are the Warriors. They're gonna, in a playoff series, they seem like they're gonna be very frustrating to play against.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door, expertly cleaned and folded, so you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you. Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
Said you hear about Dave?
Or even tea time you.
So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.